May I speak now in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, Ben has set a series on evangelism, so that's why we had slightly different readings this morning. And I wonder what you think about the word evangelism when you hear it. For most Christians, they want to run a mile and say, no, that's not me, I can't be an evangelist. It's a really scary thing. But I think, you know, sometimes we have a picture in our mind that maybe we're John the Baptist, you know, an evangelist is John the Baptist. I have to wear camel hair and eat honey and locusts and run around in the wilderness and do things like that. Or I need to be a Billy Graham and preach to thousands upon thousands. Those are people who have the gift of evangelism. They are evangelists. They are people who are born and full of the Spirit to do that kind of evangelism. I remember once when I was in the city of Kiev. This was quite a long time ago. It was in 93. But we had an auditorium. If you remember, it wasn't very, 93 wasn't very long after the Iron Curtain had come down. So people were hungry for the gospel. They were hungry for the truth. And in this auditorium, we had over 3,000 people. And there was a person on my team who was down to preach. He was ready, he'd prepared, he'd prayed through it, all of that. 10 minutes before, he said, Kim, I can't do it. He looked at the crowd, he goes, I can't do it, I can't do it. I'm going, well, you have to do it. I haven't prepared anything, you have to do it. And he said, I can't, I can't. And so I just said, okay, I'm going to have to do it. So I stood in front of 3,000 people, completely unprepared, and asked the Holy Spirit just to speak through me. But okay, I'm not an evangelist, but at that moment, I just started sharing the good news of who Jesus is and what Jesus had done in my life and what God was doing in their country, what God wanted to do through in and through them. And over 400 or 500 people became Christians that day. It wasn't because I had some eloquent speech or that I was prepared. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking to those people. And one of the reasons I really like the scripture in Acts this morning is because it simplifies it. It says, Luke says to us, we sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered at the city gates. That's all he did. He sat down and he spoke to them. That's evangelism. It's just sharing the good things that God has done in our lives. And one woman in particular was really touched by what Paul had said. Lydia, and she became a believer. Not only her whole house believed with them, and they were baptized. And we know later on, Lydia actually starts making clothes for the poor and the widowed, and then she died. But Luke came and prayed for her, and she came back to life so that she could continue to serve the people of her town. That is the story worth sharing, God's goodness and his grace. All they did was speak of what God had done. I think one of the most effective ways of evangelism is simply sharing with people what the Lord has done in our lives, to share his love and his truth. What has the Lord done in your life? What can you share about his grace and his strength in your time of need? That is all evangelism is, sharing the truth and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and how it's affected you, and what difference it makes in each of your lives. It's not about us, it's about what the Lord has done in and through us to show people that God is active and working in each of us. There is good news to share. As many of you might have known, I lost my grandmother a couple of weeks ago, and she was like a mother to me. She raised me most of my life, and it really hit me hard. And I started to wonder what God was doing, because 5 months previous, she had a miracle. She had a heart attack. The doctor said she wasn't going to live through it. She needed 3 stents in her arteries, and she was too weak to have the operation. She had the operation, and she recovered with flying colors. She was doing really well, really healthy, really happy. And 5 months later, she had a stroke, and she was gone within 24 hours. And I sit there and think, you know, what was that all about, God? Why did you provide a miracle on this side and take her on this side? And then I started to think about it. In those 5 months, through God's grace, my entire family, she was up to the fifth generation in my family. All of them gathered for her 92nd birthday. They were all there. Everyone got to see her and to talk to her. And even myself, although I was here, I had a half an hour with her on FaceTime. We all talked to her. We all had fun. We all shared with her. And not only that, she got together with my aunt and my mom, and they did some reconciling from the past, and they sorted out her affairs. And all of that was all completed in that 5 months. And then the Lord took her home. And so when I look back on it, at first it didn't look good, but then I realized what God had done. She went on her own terms. She's a very stubborn lady. So she went on her own terms, and she went quickly, and it's what she would have wanted. But God gave us the grace of those 5 months to be able to share with her those things that needed to be set right. The things we have, the things that God does in our life, that's the good news we want to share. And the psalm we read this morning also tells us why it's worth sharing. The psalm says the law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure and gives us wisdom. The statutes of the Lord is right and rejoice the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure and give light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. And he goes on to say that it is better than gold, even much fine gold. So it's perfect. It's reviving. It gives wisdom. It sets us rejoicing, gives light, endures forever. It is so much better than gold itself. I love to share the things of God that God has done in my life, which I often do, as you can tell, in my sermons. Why? Because I have seen the goodness of God firsthand, what Jesus can do when we allow him and trust in him. I have seen it is easy. It isn't always easy. It isn't always without pain, of course. But regardless of what I face, I have never been let down by him. I will continue to share his love until there is no breath left within me, because I want others to know his love and his saving grace. When we decide to share the truth, lives are changed and are made new. Why wouldn't we want to share that with others? That is what evangelism is at the heart of it. Amen.